The following program is brought to you by Heritage Ministries, with the prayer that you may realize our American system, in its original form, was birthed by God, and that you may know that God personally and accept the responsibility He's given you to preserve that system. The battle for the Bible continues. The American Family Association reports that the new director of the Houston National Cemetery is disallowing employees the right to use the name of God during funerals there. The AFA June 30 Action Alert states, "Since taking the directorship of the Houston National Cemetery in April 2010, Arlene Ocasio has used her position to bully Christians, repeatedly trampling on the religious liberties of veterans of foreign wars, District 4, the American Legion Post 586, and the National Memorial Ladies. Thus, the battle over mentioning the name of God in public continues. This is not new to history, only to America. After the church married the world in the year 380 AD, the Bible was removed from the common man. This enslaved him and caused his life to be miserable. He lived in poverty and sickness, his life only averaging 35 years all through the 1,000 years after that. But God had always intended man to be an expression of his own life in this world. So God moved a man in the 1300s named John Wycliffe to give the Bible back to the common man. Wycliffe worked several years translating the Bible into the English spoken by the average Englishman on the street. He completed his translation in 1382. As the common man in England began to learn that God had a plan for his life and wasn't just sitting in heaven as the judge hoping we'd sin so he could wipe us out, men started turning to God in repentance and faith in Jesus Christ. This brought revival to both individuals and the culture. Men began to learn the educational and economic laws of the Bible and thus began to come out of their slavery and poverty. This came about because John Wycliffe not only gave the Bible back to the average person in England, but he also taught them to read it. He would go to the street corners and read portions of the Bible to people as he translated it. He then would ask the people gathered to hear, "How would you like to read the Bible?" They'd respond, "Oh, Professor John, I'd love to read the Bible, but I can't even read." Then he would say, "Sure you can. Say this after me. A says ah, E says eh, I says eh." By using phonetic sounds, he would teach them the sounds of the letters of our language. And before they would leave the street corner, they would be reading simple Bible verses like, "God is light." This caused revival fires to burn all over England, and within 25 years, half of England had turned to Jesus Christ as their personal Lord. But in the process of translating the Bible, John Wycliffe would also discover a basic truth about government. That truth would change the course of history in the Western world. It was so important, he wrote it in the introduction to his Bible so that all would learn it and live by it. That truth would be the cornerstone of American government. It stated, quote, "The Bible is for the government of the people, by the people, for the people." Through Wycliffe's translation of the Bible, mankind would learn again that God had a plan for their individual lives, their families, their churches, and their institutions of education, economy, and government. Through the reading of the Bible, men would begin to throw off the yoke of church and government dictatorship. Do you read the Bible consistently? Or maybe you like being a slave? Think about it. Because if you don't, someone else will do your thinking for you and for your children, and you won't like what that brings to you. I'm Don Pinson. This has been Think About It. This program has been brought to you by Heritage Ministries. You can learn more about Heritage Ministries, including our Christian history tours and our Christian history seminars, by visiting www.heritageministriesky.com. That address again is heritageministriesky.com. Our prayer is that you will accept your responsibility for restoring our original American system.